Whether in campaign speeches or daily life across the country, fear of and hostility toward American Muslims continue to plague a particular community within our society. What are the actual effects of that? A comprehensive look at the answer to that question is available now in the just-released report from the Institute for Social Policy and Understanding. It's titled The American Muslim Poll 2016. It's a great piece of research, and I'm very happy to welcome the Institute's research director, Dahya Mugahed, to State of Belief Radio. Dahya, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's start with you. Just take a moment to tell us why the report and what you found out right at the top.
Why the report is because as an institution, we are dedicated to doing empirical, objective research on American Muslims, and we felt that there was no better time to get some evidence out into the public at a time of such emotional and polarized conversation. We are hearing so much about American Muslims and very little from them, and this is a way to help the public make informed decisions in this election cycle. Now, what did we find? We found that American Muslims are very similar to Americans of other faith communities. They lean democratic like Jews. They practice their faith very much like Protestants. And they are at least as likely as other faith communities to reject violence against civilians.
Is any of that surprising to you? And if it is, tell us. And if it's not, tell us what in the report really was surprising to you.
Well, none of that was surprising because it just reinforces what many other studies have found. So at Gallup, a similar question was asked a couple of years ago of Americans across faith communities and found the same thing. Muslim Americans were at least as likely, sometimes more likely, to say it was never justified to target and kill civilians. So that part was not a surprise. Where I was surprised was how optimistic Muslims are remain despite the hostile rhetoric that is a regular piece of our media these days. They are, in fact, the most optimistic faith community we surveyed. We also looked at American Jews, Catholics, and Protestants, and Muslims were the most likely to say that they felt that their country was heading in the right direction. They're also the most likely to approve of the president. The other thing that I thought was quite surprising was how often American Muslims are reporting discrimination. The majority of Muslims in our poll said that they experienced some discrimination within the last year, and almost 20%, 18% said that they experienced discrimination regularly, and that was the highest of any faith community. The second highest being Jewish Americans at 5% saying that they experienced regular religious discrimination. Now, among this group, this regularly experiencing discrimination, the group that we expected to be very isolated, to want to pull back from the wider society, we found the opposite, that this group was more likely than other Muslims, actually, to work with other people in their community to solve problems. So while discrimination was linked to less optimism, not surprisingly, it was also linked to more activism.
You know, Dahya, I want to get back to optimism in just a second, but do you have any sense of details related to the discrimination? In other words, is one region of the country likely to have more discrimination? Is the discrimination related to work, or is it related to community? Do you know about those matters?
No, unfortunately, we don't. As I've said many times, polling is a blunt instrument, and we only can really tell the outlines of a problem usually with a poll, and we have to do a different kind of research to get those details. What we do know is it was discrimination that they believed was targeting their religious identity.
Right. My guest is Dahlia Moggahed, Research Director at the Institute for Social Policy and Understanding, which has just released its American Muslim Poll 2016. Well, I have to tell you, because I know how smart you are, that I feel really good, because I think the thing that caught my attention first and most surprised me was the factor of optimism. And I've got to ask you, whether it's in the poll or whether it's just your own opinion, where does that optimism come from, and how is it being sustained in such a rhetoric-poisoned conversation in the nation?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, when I saw those numbers, I actually checked back to make sure we didn't make a mistake, that there wasn't some coding error, and said and found that, no, this was correct. And in fact, two other polls over the past several years found the same thing, Muslims being very optimistic and very positive about the direction of the country under the Obama administration, frankly. Now, this was a very different story under the Bush administration, where Muslims were pessimistic, mm-hmm. very, very concerned about the direction of the country. So there was a dramatic change with the change in administration from the Bush administration to the Obama administration. So I do think that the popularity of the president does play a huge part in this optimism. I also think that though things are difficult and people are experiencing discrimination, I still think that they believe that, you know, generally the country is moving in the right direction, that they believe in many of the policies of the president. His rhetoric is much more inclusive. And so that's I think, what's being reflected here. I also want to add one more thing, which I think was very interesting and may surprise many people, which is around American Muslim identity. And this may explain some of this optimism. American Muslims have a very strong American identity. They say, the vast majority, that being an American is an important part of how they think of themselves. And what was even perhaps more surprising is that Muslims with a strong religious identity actually were more likely, not less likely, to have a strong American identity. So they are connecting with their country and feel that, at least for now under this administration, it is moving in the right direction.
Hmm. Has the Institute for Social Policy and Understanding done enough of this kind of research in past years that you see other trends in the same direction, or that you find other contradictions from what it was in the past?
The Institute for Social Policy and Understanding has not done previous polls. I'm really comparing the polls of Gallup and Pew over mm-hmm. the years in looking at optimism from one administration to another. So it would be difficult for me to comment on the changes in Muslim attitudes mm-hmm. In other factors and other variables.
Well, Dahlia, this may be just your opinion rather than the documentation of the poll, but what is it in Islam that gives Muslims in the United States that kind of sense of optimism and positive identification in a nation where there is a lot of controversy about whether or not Muslims even ought to be here?
Well, that's a really interesting question. I think that ultimately Muslims believe that matters of the world are in the hands of God, and their faith in God being a compassionate God, a merciful God, I think has to do with their optimism that ultimately things will turn out and things will be okay. I also think that there was a sense of re-enfranchisement when Obama was elected in 2008. He was the first president to mention Muslims by name in his inaugural address. Mm-hmm. People were feeling like they were invited back as citizens, where they had felt for so long that they were simply a pool of suspects. And the fear now, I think, among many people is after these 8-9 months are over, they may be relegated back to this position of just being a pool of suspects. And that is a concern.
You know, Daya, the interest that I've had for a long time in religious freedom, and you and I both have been together sometimes in lengthy discussions about the way American Muslims understand or misunderstand religious freedom. Is there anything in the polling data or in other research that you've done to show where American Muslims are on religious freedom? Because the reason I'm asking it is because that becomes tremendously important in how they hear someone like candidate Trump saying that he would discriminate on the basis of religion.
Well, I think that the belief in a free America and an identification with American identity is testimony to people's belief that this is a place where they can practice their faith freely. Mm-hmm. It is interesting to note that Muslims are as likely as Protestants to frequent a religious service. Mm-hmm. And people who go to the mosque frequently are more likely than those who don't to be civically engaged. Mm-hmm. They're more likely to vote, to be registered to vote, to plan to vote in this next election, more likely also to cooperate with people in their community to solve a problem. So not only do they believe in this idea of religious freedom, but they are living this idea. And the more that they exercise their freedom to practice, it seems the more they bought into the democratic process.
You know, Daya, I think I'm about to ask you the most important question that I've asked you yet, and that is, what does the American public need to know about the findings of this research?
I think there are two things that are really important for the American public to know. One is that Muslim religiosity is in no way connected to radicalization, that it's quite the opposite, that mosques play a moderating role, and that Muslims are at least as likely as other people in America to reject violence, that there is no evidence whatsoever that they are prone to violence. And then finally, that Muslims are both patriotic and pious, and that there is no contradiction between these two identities.
I really do appreciate you getting it that succinctly, because every one of us knows, wherever we are on the political spectrum, that we've got to be more caring and more open and more inclusive with the Muslim community. I'd like for you, if you will, to take just a minute and talk about the work of the Institute for Social Policy and Understanding so that our listeners will have a grasp of what you are about, and also, if you will, tell our listeners how they can get on your website and learn from it.
The Institute for Social Policy and Understanding is a secular think tank that focuses on the social and public policy priorities of the American Muslim community. So we study American Muslims, and you can get on our website by simply going to ispu.org. And if you want to look at the poll, just same website, ispu.org/poll. And we encourage you to write in, give us feedback, ask us questions, and we're very interested in improving our research to meet the needs of the public.
Daya Magahed is Research Director at the Institute for Social Policy and Understanding. The Institute has just released the American Muslim Poll 2016, which is available, as you've just heard, online at ispu.org. Daya, this report has received a lot of media attention, and justifiably so. You all did a terrific job on it, and I thank you for the research you're doing, and I also thank you for taking time to be with us on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much, Welton.